Okay, hello guys. Welcome back to Project 6 Podcast. This is your host, Mia Mari, and today what we're going to be doing is we are going to be having a little discussion about New York City versus Los Angeles, California. Now, if you hear a little noise, since this is not a video podcast, it is my sister's cat because I'm currently in California right now. And that is also why I'm going to be talking about Los Angeles. So I was in LA yesterday. I don't really remember. I think it was yesterday. And mind you, this is not my first time being in LA. I've been to LA before, but this is the first time I kind of realized why people love going to Los Angeles, California. And I never really understood the discourse of like people moving out there. I was like, why do people move out there? Like, I don't understand. But then people probably feel the same way about people like me moving to New York City and everything. Because originally I'm from the South, but I did technically move there from Hawaii. So I guess, sorry if you hear me out, that's my sister's cat. But technically that is kind of like, oh, another big place like Honolulu moving to another big place like New York moving to LA. So it's like it cancels out, it evens out or whatever. But people probably feel the same way about people like me moving to New York City. And they probably, people from LA are probably like, why do people want to move there so bad? So in this podcast, I would be talking about LA versus New York City and where I would rather want to live now that I've spent more time in Los Angeles, California, and now I have a better overview of LA as a whole. Okay guys, so let's get started. Also, if you hear a cat, that is my sister's cat. I don't know if I said it before. I'm currently in San Diego. So, I don't know if the cat wants to say something in the microphone. Her little meow before I get started. Do you want to say anything? Okay, no. She's just muffling up the microphone. Okay. Oh, she's literally just like, I think she wants to play. Guys, when I tell you this cat kept me up all night. I don't know. It's like something about kitties and like they meow and it sounds like a baby. She's doing it right now and I'm like, oh my god, I don't know what it is, but I'm like, oh my god. And the thing is, I love cats. I think it's because I spoil her, but at the same time it's like, okay, you gotta go. I don't know, it's probably why I'm like reluctant to like having children, because I'm like, you can spoil other people's and then give it back to the parent, but if you spoil your own, it's kind of like, ugh. Anyhow, let's talk about the people in both LA and New York City. Let's get started. And I just wanted to disclose to you guys about the cat, so if you hear meows, that is eerie. So let's talk about the people. So first, let's talk about the natives, and then we're going to talk about the transplants, aka people like me. And majority of the people in most major cities. So, yeah. So, the natives to LA. Let's start there first. So, I have a friend. He now goes to Vanderbilt, but he went to Fordham University last year. And he was a native to LA. He was born and raised in LA. He lived in Glendale. And he would always talk to me about LA and how people perceive like influencers in LA, how people perceive I guess the Kardashians are like celebrities in LA, and he would just say like it's normal, and you know, it is kind of sad that sometimes people like exploit LA, not necessarily like the celebrities that have lived here, like Kardashians, like they grew up here, but like people who come here, use LA for its resources, dry it all up, and then just like move around and everything without giving back to the local businesses and people here. And that made me really think about like LA in a better sense, in a better tone, if that kind of makes sense, because I also follow some people, I don't know why I keep saying I should have, I learned not to say in my public speaking class when I was little, but people who are native to LA on TikTok, I follow some of them, and they talk about how, once again, people do exploit LA who are not from here. They don't give back to local businesses. But also, she says that some people are like willing to like give it a try, and it makes me think, I'm like, oh, like that's great. And it makes me think about how gentrification is sometimes not always physical. Sometimes it's very like psychological, it's very verbal, financial. Like gentrification is kind of like whole metric of things. Like if you guys want me, I'm gonna look up the definition of gentrification, even though I know what it is. Maybe some people who are listening don't really know what it is, and I'm gonna tell you guys. So, according to the Oxford Dictionary, gentrification is the process whereby the character of a poor urban area is changed by wealthier people moving in, improving housing, and attracting new businesses, typically displacing current inhabitants in the process. So, yes, and people, and below it says, people also ask, what is gentrification and why is it a problem? And it says this change has potential to cause displacement of long-term residents and businesses. And three disadvantages of this gentrification includes increased rent / unsustainable property prices for low-income individuals, increased cost for local services, higher community resentment and conflict, as well as fewer safety benefits in areas of low-income families must relocate to, displacement of original businesses, etc., etc. And said there are four types of gentrification: expansive gentrification, concentrated gentrification, limited and nascent gentrification. So that's a whole little academic scholarly thing for you guys to really kind of consider about the native people both in LA and New York. I know more about the native people in New York. A lot of people who are quote-unquote New Yorkers. Oh, I did not mean to come out with that accent. I really didn't. It just happened. Are people who have lived there. I think someone said, like, you gotta live here for, like, 20, 30 years to be considered a New Yorker. And then some people are like, wait, no, you need to be, like, born here. Like, you need to be, like, born in the state of New York or born in the city to be considered a New Yorker. Something like that. I swear to you guys, like, I'm not trying to, like, play on the accent. Like, it's just here. Anywho, so I know more about the people over there, and a lot of them don't like transplants. And if you don't know what a transplant is, it's basically someone who moves into a place that they were not born at. I was considered a transplant for majority of my life. I don't think I've only lived at the place, like lived in the city where I was born for about like max like 4 years of my life. 4 or 5 years of my life. So I've been a transplant everywhere. I know the deal and everything. It's just some people who like move there and like lived in a small town for majority of their life, and they move there and they're like offended that people call them transplants. And I'm like, girl, like you are one. Just hang in there. You got it. Or just go back to Missouri or something like that. I don't know. But yeah, so I'm a transplant, and basically it's the opposite of a person who is native to a metropolitan area. And transplants usually come with a bad rep because they're usually dumb. They're usually very non-comprehensive when it comes to their surroundings and people that they talk to. They're usually very entitled, and they usually try to, like, they don't learn about their environment and where in the neighborhoods that they're living, especially in New York and LA, because there are different neighborhoods and stuff like that. And they're also very closed-minded people. And most of the people that I've went to school with who are native to New York, they are very sweet people, very nice people, but they tell you how it is. They tell you, they'd be like, yeah, no, I don't think that's good, or I don't think that's great, or like, I don't think you should be doing that, or like, they're nice about restaurants too. They're like, oh yeah, that restaurant's good, or like, you should check out this place in the Bronx, da 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 da. And from the point of view of a transplant, because I can't really talk about, once again, like the natives of both, because I'm not native to either. I can just only talk about what I've heard from my friends who are native to both LA and New York. This is from the lens of a transplant. And my point of view being here, I feel like it is my obligation and my duty in New York City to learn more about where I live, to learn about the history and the culture and the gentrification that happened as to why I live there. For one, my university used to be on San Juan Hill. It was Lincoln Center was built San Juan Hill, and a lot of Central Park was called Seneca Village, which I knew that before I went to the Met and saw the exhibition, by the way. I knew that before I came to New York City, but it was a black community. San Juan Hill was a Puerto Rican community, and a lot of it was bulldozed, destroyed to build places for wealthier people and more real estate. Obviously, we have Central Park now, but the people who live along Central Park make millions of dollars. And then the people who live in San Juan Hill, Lincoln Center area, they usually make a lot of money. And Lincoln Center is built there, which is the largest performing arts complex in the world. And yeah, I believe they have learned from their lesson though, and learned from the history books, because there is a beautiful mural on the side of, I believe it's not the David Koch building, I think it's the other one closest to Juilliard, of a mural of San Juan Hill. It's gorgeous, gorgeous art. So I think they're kind of commemorating it and realizing that what happened was bad. And I'm happy that at least some institutions and some places are kind of, what's that word? Like, condemning, I guess? I don't know. Condemning their actions and, like, trying to make amends with history with it. Because it is wrong, at the end of the day, to displace people. Whether it is something small, like telling your sister to get kicked out of the room, like, kicking your sister out of her room, or whatever. Or, like, something big, like San Juan Hill. So that's my take on more of like the natives and people with gentrification in the city. And I can talk more about the transplants. Let's keep going talking more about that. So with the transplants in the city, me being one of them, a lot of them are very entitled individuals. They don't like going to certain places because of preconceived notions and stereotypes. And I think that is BS, because how are you going to move? This goes for New York City and LA. How are you going to move to a city that has such rich history, diverse culture and foods, and so many amazing opportunities, but yet you only want to stay in one part? It doesn't make sense. I'm not going to name people because I'm not the type of person, but there are some people who literally want to just stay in Manhattan. And I'm like, so you don't want to go to Brooklyn, you don't want to go to Queens, you don't want to go to Staten Island, you don't want to go to the Bronx? And people listening to this may be like, of course I don't want to go there. Like, who wants to go there? I'm literally laughing in your face. But there's so much history on each of these boroughs and the different neighborhoods in these boroughs. And people are like, well, it's dangerous, it's dangerous. It's dangerous in Fidei too. It's dangerous in Chelsea too. It is dangerous in the Upper East Side sometimes too. It's just a whole bunch of preconceived notions, and sometimes, depending on whose mouth it comes out of, I'm like, okay, time to walk away from you. But you just have to really, like, really think about why you say things and how you say it and who are you saying it to. Because, oh my God. Me personally, I love exploring, and I have friends that like to explore too. I have friends that live in Brooklyn. I have some friends that live in the Bronx. I know some people who live in the Queens, and some people live in Queens, some people who live in Staten Island. And I've never really, like, Staten Island, I've never really been to Staten Island. I've only went on the ferry, but I would love to go to the zoo because they have capybaras. And in Brooklyn, I love Brooklyn. I told myself, like, I want to live in Brooklyn when I graduate college, because to me personally, it's quieter. There's more like intimate communities, and there's more local businesses over there, and it's like they have more of like a suburban vibe. Same thing with more of the outer parts of Queens towards Long Island as well. So I like it. I enjoy it. And Queens, I've been to Queens a couple of times. A lot of it mostly has been to go to the airport. However, I have been there for like Goodwill Benz. I've been there for, what did I go for? Oh, I went there for Governor's Ball and other little things. Like sometimes I'll like go get food over there or whatever, like take a little day trip to Queens. The Bronx. The Bronx has been the borough I've been to the most outside of Manhattan, because I do live in Manhattan. So, because our other campus is over there, and I personally want to explore the Bronx more. I would like to go see more of like the authentic Little Italy, and I would like to, you know, eat more of the food over there. Go to the zoo. Oh my god, I heard the zoo is like amazing, and the botanical gardens and things like that. And I know they have like a hip hop museum, which is so cool. And I would like to like go explore more of that. And a lot of people who are transplants like to stay in more of like the downtown area of Manhattan. And I was thinking, like, when I heard that, I was like, oh, it's because NYU is down there and they have like thousands of students, and so that makes sense, like it's near the school or whatever. But literally people like want to stay down there, and I'm like, why? Don't get me wrong, I love downtown. I love there's so much down there, like Flatiron, Lower East Side, Chelsea, like the West Village, East Village. Like there's so much down there, don't get me wrong. Like I love going down there too, especially like when it gets warm. Ugh, I love it. But people just like sometimes just tend to stay down there. And I thought, okay, maybe it's just because of maybe it's just because like there's so much things for younger people down there, which I disagree with, because there are also things more uptown and in Brooklyn and everywhere else for young people. And I remember this one creator, I don't remember her name, but some people probably listening to this remember her name, but she was talking about how like she doesn't go to the Queens, she doesn't go to Queens or Harlem because that's where old people are, that's where boring people are. I know you guys remember this because it was like a big thing on TikTok like a couple of months ago, and I was literally like, huh? And like me personally, I love Harlem as a Black woman. It is amazing, and it's so rich in history and our culture. And I need to go to the, like the open mic nights at the Apollo. I really do. I need to catch one of those. But I love Harlem. I love going to go get food up there. The people are so sweet in Harlem. I love how just Black history is like everywhere. Like the street names, the parks, like in the restaurants you'll see like Barack Obama ate here, Beyonce ate here, da da da. And I'm like, I love it. I feel so at home in Harlem. So I definitely don't mind like getting a brownstone or getting an apartment in Harlem after college and everything, because I personally really like it up there. I really do. And a lot of people don't like going up there, and I never understood why. And like until somebody was like, it's just dangerous. And I'm like, have you been? And they're like, no. And I'm like, like, it's just like, it's sad that people have these preconceived notions about these places that have a rich history, no matter if it's Harlem or anywhere else in New York City. And in LA, people probably have a similar notion about that as well. I learned a little bit more about LA. I realized LA is freaking huge. I did not know Compton was in LA. I thought Compton was like its whole nother like town, city. And then that kind of switched on in my mind for a reason why I wanted to do this podcast, and like why I wanted to like talk about the transplant things in there, because I realized a lot of people don't really like go to Compton if they're transplants in LA. A lot of them kind of stay in the area where there's like immense opportunities, and people do that in Manhattan too. And I'm not telling you guys to like go to these places, like I'm not telling you guys, but I just think you should be more open-minded about where you're living, and also I feel like you're in debt to learning more about the culture and learning about more about where you live, because at the end of the day, people were here before you and people are going to be here after you. And New York and LA are such beautiful and amazing and culturally diverse cities that if you move there and you're a transplant, you need to really understand like what you're putting your, like what you are there for. And, you know, you need to understand that and understand how your presence in these cities can really affect people who are native there. And that's my stench on transplants, because there's a lot on that. But if you guys want to talk about it, I can have a poll. And like, you know, I have a poll on Spotify. Next, we're going to talk about the space, different neighborhoods, apartments, da-da-da. I'm going to tell you guys straight up, New York City and LA's apartments are totally different. LA apartments, huge. Beautiful. New York City apartments, small. And I've been in a few people's apartments and everything, and shout out to my friend Jaden, because kitty move, shout out to my friend Jaden, because I really love her apartment. It's so cute. That's probably like the coziest apartment that I've been in the city. I can't remember anyone else's. Yeah, hers was really cozy. I vibed with it, but if Jaden's listening to this, and usually most apartments in New York City are small. The only way for you to have like a decent sized apartment is that you have to make 40 times the rent. So I think someone said like you have to make 80k a year to get a 2k apartment. And I remember watching this one guy on TikTok. I forgot his name, but I'm pretty sure you guys know this guy. He's like, what do you do for a living? And or like, no, it's like, how much is your apartment rent? Can I get a tour of your apartment? And he does like such cool random people. Sometimes he does celebrities or like celebrities' kids, but he does such cool random people that I'm like, I love it. And like those apartments are like huge. And I'm like, where do you guys find these apartments? And I realize that most of them are in Brooklyn. And I literally have a folder of like Brooklyn apartments on my TikTok. So I'm like, wait, like, okay, I want to live in Brooklyn. That's where I want to live. Because I did realize that the apartments are cheaper over there, but they're also way, 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 way more spacious than Manhattan apartments. And also most likely apartments in the Bronx and Queens as well. And probably some in Upper Manhattan as well. And the man just like inspired me to be like, oh my god, like the apartments are so huge. But then when I started following more creators who are in LA and they were like, oh yeah, apartment tour, I'm like, I would comment, I'd be like, girl, this is a house. That's not an apartment, that's a house. And I think like the New York state of mind kind of like consumed me, made me realize that like, oh wait, like New York apartments are really small in comparison to apartments in LA. And I have to say, like, in this range, like, LA wins for the apartments, because I especially love how spacious they are. Hold on, I'm letting the cat out of the room. You get out the room? Okay. I personally love how spacious the apartments are in LA. They are huge, humongous. But I'm also a big interior design type of girly, and I love architecture. Like, if we had an architecture program at my school, I would probably like major in it. But the LA apartments, I love like the Spanish style ones. It does make sense considering that there's a big culture of Hispanic and Latino communities here, which I love. Love it, love it, love it. But I just love how it has like their homes have character. They have character and value. And I've been in some New York City apartments. Oh, actually, yeah, this other apartment was really good too, besides Jaden's, because Jaden's was so cute too. So there's only two apartments that I know of that I've been in that I've actually really liked. And this other apartment, it was in a building I think was built I believe in like the early 20th century. It was very like Art Deco type of style. And I loved like the little accents on the wall and like the little like ridged roof and everything and the window shapes and everything. So I love apartments like that in the city. I love apartments that have character or that they have like unique features. Like one of my friends, she graduated last year, but she has an apartment in Williamsburg and it has a beautiful skylight. And I'm like, okay, I love those New York City, or I love like the little houses that they have on the outskirts, because I feel like you live in the city, but you also get a suburban feel and you can let your corgi run around. So I really enjoy just looking at more of the historical aspects of New York City apartments and LA apartments. But those LA apartments are like gorgeous. Like, it's crazy that these places are like, they look like houses. And that's like one of the reasons why I would love to live in LA, because I always wanted like a Spanish style home or like a Mediterranean style home. And there's a lot out here. There's also a lot of mid-century modern homes, not like the modernist home, like the homes that were built in the 60s and the 70s. I have a lot of those out here. So that was kind of like my big factors to why I wanted to talk about that on this podcast. And also I was like, oh, I would love to move to LA because I like the architecture of the homes here. And homes have to have character. And I feel like that's a big reason as to why a lot of people do move out here, because of the space. Even though it's probably equally as expensive, the space matters. And yeah, also the different neighborhoods matter too. I said I, like, if I was to live here, I would like to live in, I think, Studio City. Like a Studio City? And I like Venice Beach area. That area was really cute. Yeah, I just want to be by the beach. So anywhere by the beach, anywhere that's like cute, I don't mind. I feel like it'll be really great. I'll look back at this podcast. Stop, the cat's biting me. I'll look back at this podcast. Hopefully I'm living in LA or something like that. And I'll just be like, yeah, I manifested that. Stop biting me, kitty. That's not nice to do. And the next topic we're going to be talking about is the climate. The climate. And then we should be done with that, because I don't want this podcast to be an hour, because I know you guys have things to do with your life. So we're going to be talking about the climate. Now, I'm a girl who always grew up in areas that were close to the water. Always grew up in areas that the lowest it was like 40, 50 degrees. I moved to New York City. Not only did I have a culture shock, but my body was about to shut down. Shut down. I'm telling you guys right now. Like, I'm gonna look up the weather in Manhattan right now. Like, I'm gonna tell you guys right now. I'm not in Manhattan, so like right now here it's 46 degrees, but the high is 65 in Manhattan. Oh, they have a coastal flood warning. Hopefully they're okay. Right now it's 56 degrees. The high is 57, the low is 33. And for the rest of the week, the low is like, oh my god, 18 degrees. Oh, it's supposed to snow that day anyway, so maybe I'll go to Central Park or something like that. But anyways, thank god the snow is coming back, because my god, I did not have snow last year. Really had like one day of snow last year. I remember that was like the end of February for some odd reason. Anywho, yeah, so that really shocked me, the climate of New York City. I knew it was gonna be cold. I was like, yeah, I need to prepare myself, but I didn't think it was gonna be that cold. But I think this year I'm getting better, because last year it didn't layer up a lot, and I need to layer up more, and I need to realize that my health is more important than my fashion sometimes. Even though I'm a fashion girl, like, everyone knows I love fashion and everything, but like, you know, sometimes health is wealth. But yeah, so the climate of New York City compared to LA is totally different. In LA, I think the coldest it got was, like, it was at night, so no one was out. Like, it was probably like 50 something degrees, but the highest it was like 60, 67, like in the 60s, early 70s. And that's January. So imagine like July when it's like the hottest month of the year. And so that made me realize, I'm like, wait, this could be my life. Guys, I'm telling you guys right now, like, I would move to LA after school if I wanted to. Maybe I should apply for jobs out here too. Maybe I should do that. But I also need to like vroom vroom more, you know what I mean, on the road. Anywho, yeah, the climate, gorgeous. I love it. Like, people here, I feel like it's similar to Hawaii in a bit, because people here are more happier. And I'm thinking it has something to do with the climate, because people in New York City are not the nicest people. They're not. So I'm like, maybe it has to do with the climate, which I'm not mad about, because I would be kind of bitter too if it was like 32 degrees all the time. But yeah, the summers in New York City though are hot. They're sticky. It's insanely hot, but it is fun, like, there if you have friends. Like, last summer I was very lonely because I was just there taking extra classes and everything, but I feel like it would be fun if you have like friends in the city, or you and your friends are interning together, and like you can like cosplay like real big girl life jobs and everything. So I think that would be like really fun to do. Yeah, so the city has its pros and its cons, but then also there in the summer you can always just like go to the Hamptons to go to the beach, even though the Hamptons is like 2 hours away. But maybe it's similar in LA. Maybe some drives are like 2 hours depending on traffic. So I guess that's kind of like an equalizer in that sense when it comes to the climate in the summer with LA and New York. But definitely LA wins in the case of the climate. LA wins overall in this podcast. I just gotta say that. My opinions, I said it throughout this podcast. And I really hope you guys enjoyed what I had to really talk about today, and why I would consider moving to LA. But then also, if I do move to LA, I know I would have to respect the people here, support local businesses, learn more about the culture, learn more about the history of where I live, because it is important. And you should do the same in New York City as well. You should learn more about the people that live there. Learn more about where you live, because 9 times out of 10, it is a product of gentrification. You need to embrace more of the cultures and the diversity of the city. And just know that these two beautiful cities are literally like a small chunk of the other beautiful major cities that are going through similar things. So yeah, I want you guys to donate to local charities. I'm not telling you guys to like donate, but I'm just saying like donate. Like, even the little things at Target when they say, do you want to donate $1 to like this and that, say yes. It's a dollar. Like, donate, learn more about people in the community, learn more about them, because at the end of the day, it's their home before your home. Learn more about the people in your community, because it's their home before it's your home. Stop being oblivious, stop being entitled, and learn. And you will thank yourself at the end of the day. Alrighty, yay. Okay, so that is the end of the podcast for today. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I really hope you guys learned a little bit more about Los Angeles, California, and New York City, and New York. I'm gonna plug my socials again, once again, at the end of the podcast. My Instagram and my TikTok is Mia Mari with 2 I's. My podcast Instagram and TikTok is Project 6 Pod. And then my marketing agency is Moza Agency on Instagram. So you can go follow all of those. And I hope to see you guys on the next episode. And yeah, so toodles. Bye.